On today's Community Connection, getting a good education is not out of reach. Neither is receiving tax credits while supporting education through the nonprofit Blocks program. CEO Robert Delaney and Bridget Chomko explain how the process works.
Blocks stands for Business Leaders Organized for Catholic Schools. And that's really where we started 40 years ago. A lot of Catholic schools were closing, and leaders from the business community got together and said, hey, this is where some of our best employees come from. And so a church worked with the business leaders to get organized. As we roll that program forward today, we really support all values-based education, so all faiths, and also special purpose educations. So it might be a school for the hearing impaired or the deaf, school for the blind, special education, complex needs, Hispanic Scholarship Fund. So we really have broadened our mission from where we started 40 years ago. And this year we will do over $206 million in need-based scholarships, over 33,000 children across the entire state of Pennsylvania.
Bridget, how many schools does that encompass in our region?
That's about 60 schools in our region, and that's inclusive of the diocese and then any of the independent K through 12 tuition-based institutions, some of which have not even heard of the program yet. So there's definitely huge opportunity here in Northeast PA to really help students through the EITC program, specifically through those scholarships that will really help.
You know, most of the nonprofit organizations, they're always wondering what is the next thing we can do to try to get their support.
How are you able to do this with Blocks?
Our big push really is to raise awareness. There is just a tremendous amount of terrific people that are in our community that are already helping and helping in lots of ways. And this tax credit program is an opportunity to do a donation to a school to provide need-based scholarships. And in doing that, you don't have to be a wealthy person. Anybody can do this. And so this really is just trying to activate the community and the people that are in our community. We will do over $10 million in need-based scholarships in the greater Scranton area alone. That's over 5,000 children. And that's really an important part of this. These are children, pre-K through 12th grade young people. We do the fundraising and we get the money to the schools. So a donor says, hey, I'd like to do a $10,000, a $3,000 donation to this school. And so we work to get that. And the schools really take over from there. They do all the financial qualifications. So it's really just a family that applies, because these are need-based scholarships. They apply, they go through a process, and that process says, yes, they qualify for need-based. And then it's really all up to the school as to how they disseminate the funds and what children get, what amounts of money and that sort of thing.
There are a lot of need-based families that don't know about this at all or have no idea where to start.
Yes, absolutely. And there's two parts to that, actually. There's families that don't know, and what they should really do is get in touch with the schools. These are available. And so that's another thing about awareness. A lot of families think, I could never afford this school over here, that's out of my reach. Well, if you reach out to that school, you may find that they have plenty of funding to make that opportunity available. The other thing is, honestly, there are a lot of great people out there. And what happens is they may think, hey, I'm not going to apply for this because, you know what, we're doing pretty well. And we're going to leave that for other people that have it harder than we do. And we would rather they not do that. We would rather they go to a school, apply for it if you're need qualified, because the levels are pretty high. And so lots of people are qualified for this. The average household family income is about $54,000. So that's not a lot of money. And those children are definitely deserving of a values-based education. So we really hope that people can push past some of those sociological things and say, hey, maybe this is in the cards for our children.
Now, Bridget, you've been in fundraising your entire career. So how does this differ from all of the other fundraising endeavors you've been through?
Annual giving, you fundraise for this pot and then it goes out to maybe salaries, maybe keeping the lights on. You know, you're not really sure where that's going to. With community-based fundraising, sort of what I've been included in the other nonprofits that I work with, I think working with Blocks really brings it all together with the fundraising. So being able to fundraise for Blocks and the schools that are in my neighborhood, being able to see the impact that it has on those families and being the differentiator of them being able to afford a private education or not makes all the difference. So coming to Blocks made me understand it more for sure. There's definitely a lot to understand with taxes and how everything works in the donation process. But really, when people find out it's a 90% tax credit, that's great, but you're also helping a student right here in your area. This money is coming directly from Pennsylvania taxpayers. So that's businesses, that's individuals, and they're getting that PA state tax credit when they make their donation. Your tax dollars are not going to Harrisburg, they're going to whatever school you'd like to designate it to. So really getting involved in the community is what I really enjoy. So when this opportunity came with Blocks, it was really a no-brainer to be able to help kids right in Northeast PA, just to be able to see those need-based scholarships right in our area is really what drove me to make the change to Blocks. What we all know is that what they bring through all those years of schooling, if they go to college, if they become a physician, or if they go to a trade school, if they could keep that here in Northeast PA, and we could say, hey, we helped them through that scholarship that we were able to provide through Blocks and through EITC, in the long run, that will really be able to look back and say we really made a difference.
To hear the children in their own words talk about what it means for them and about how a transition to one of these schools has really helped them. And what we observe is that these environments are a safe environment. And what we really like and what we know is that these children, they're learning how to become part of a community. And that's where I have to say, we're so blessed to have Bridget join our organization because she has been a strong member of her community her whole life. She was born and raised here. We were so lucky to get her and to get her in the network. She's one of our favorite superheroes in the community.
Thank you.
Is really the way we look at it. And our children are blessed because of that also.
That's lovely to say. Now, we all know that Catholic schools have rising tuitions, just as colleges or universities.
Obviously, with tuition raising every year, the more we can raise in EITC funds, the more that can help offset that and put money back in the diocese to help them afford other things. With me here in the Scranton area, brought onto Blocks recently, hopefully I'll really open up opportunities with a lot of donors because I think the biggest thing is just getting the awareness out there. Once people find out about this, whether it be individuals or businesses, it's just a no-brainer for them to participate.
From a prospective donor's vantage point, how does this whole process work?
If you wanted to participate in the EITC program, we would send you an agreement. You would determine how much your Pennsylvania state tax liability was, and you would tell us how much you wanted to give through your PA state taxes. You would then sign that agreement, designate which school or a number of schools you wanted to divide it amongst, and then we would take that agreement. You would then in turn send us the check for however much you determine your PA state tax liability was, and we would then disperse that to the school of your choice, providing you with tax documentation when tax time came that you could provide to your accountant to file your taxes in order for you to get that 90% credit.
December is a big tax planning time, so this tends to be a busy period, but we really make it very easy for people to do this. Bridget will call a person's accountant, or she'll work with the CFO of a company or the company's tax preparer. So we really will talk with anyone that the donor designates. What we try to do is really just honor the donor's wishes. The real focus here is how do we take a big chunk out of the portion of that tuition, have us pay it, have the donors pay it, and really ease the burden on the families. That's really the strategy in this. Businesses really like this because this is workforce development at its basic core right here. The businesses have really embraced this idea.
It's been such a positive experience that I've had so far in speaking with businesses, even CPAs I'm speaking with in the area. They had a notion that in the past it was only businesses that could participate. So now they're saying, you know, we want to get our clients involved, financial planners, people who are selling a business with, you know, a one-time liquidity event. I think it's just a win for everybody in Northeast PA. There's not many other opportunities that you have to choose where your PA state tax dollars go. With Blocks, that's giving you the opportunity to choose where they go and probably keep it in your community as well. You're getting immediate impact in your community and you're getting that 90% tax credit as well.
You're really just redirecting your taxes. If you can designate where those taxes can go, that's really what this program allows you to do.
Special thanks to Robert Delaney, CEO of the Blocks program, and to Bridget Chomko, who explained how receiving tax credits could actually help support education in your community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.